it. This is what I wish for, just isn't how I envisioned it. Fame to the point of imprisonment. I just thought the shit'd be different, but something changed the minute that I got a whiff of it. I started to inhale it, smell it, started sniffing it, and it became my cocaine. I just couldn't quit, I just wanted a little bit. Then it turned me to a monster, I became a hypocrite. Concert after concert, I was raking in the dough, rolling in green. Had the game hemmed up like a sewing machine, but I was losing my freedom. There was nowhere for me to not go and be seen, and just go and be me. And there was no in between, you either loved it or hated. Every CD, critics gave it a 3. Then 3 years later, they go back and re-rate it and call the Slim Shady LP the greatest. The Marshall Mathers was a classic, the Eminem show was fantastic, but Encore just didn't have the caliber to match it. I guess enough time just ain't passed yet. A couple more years, that shit'll be illmatic. And 8 years later, I'm still at it. Divorced, remarried, a felon, a father, sleeping pill addict. And this is real talk, I feel like the Incredible Hulk. My back has been packed. He's been praying for me every day, and for some reason it's been weighing on my mind heavy. Cause I don't read every letter I get, but something told me to go ahead and open it. But why would someone pray for you when they don't know you? You didn't pray for me when I was local. And as I lay these vocals, I think of all the shit I had to go through just to get to where I'm at. I've already told you at least 1,000 times in these rhymes. I appreciate the prayer, but I've already got God on my side. And it's been one hell of a ride, hasn't it? Just watching it from the opposite standpoint. Man, boys got to look nuts, and that's the only word I can think of right now on how to describe this shit. It's just like the vibe you get. Go ahead and vibe to it. Just watch what you wish for.